There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Going to start by having a look at some of the new stories. Easy for me to say, isn't it? At the ARN Knee Centre today. And we're going to start off with a really sad story, actually. Two young children have died after they fell into a pool in Merdiff. It's as their families met for iftar on Friday. An 18-month-old girl and her two-year-old male cousin reportedly disappeared and were found in the family pool after their family searched for them. The young girl was pronounced dead at the scene, with the young boy being taken to Latifa Hospital, but he passed away the following day. Kamel Somji is a partner at Silver Fox and Mac Pools and has this advice.
Very unfortunate, and the sad, the even more unfortunate part is that it keeps coming back up again. Every year we hear horror stories like this. In terms of what parents can do, the number one thing they can do is keep their eyes on their kids at all times. If you have a pool, if you have something that is a hazard like a pool in your backyard, you want to make sure that the doors are locked, the kids are trained, everyone knows that the pool exists, and that there's always that, you know, a very small chance of something happening.
So that's advice there about what you can do if you do have a pool. Owners of swimming pools are being encouraged and reminded to make sure facilities are secure, and that's following the deaths of those two children over the weekend. Partner at Silver Fox and Mac Pools, Kamel Somji, also explains some of the measures that can be taken in order to make pools safer.
There are other methods that can be implemented. We have pool covers, we have pool fences, there are pool alarms as well, that if something was to fall into the pool, it would trigger off a very loud alarm. So there are other things that parents can do, and they're available, and they're available to the public. A cost of a fence for a regular residential pool in Dubai cannot run you more than a couple of thousand dirhams.
So excellent practical advice there from Kamel Somji, who's a partner at Silver Fox and Mac Pools, after the very sad news about two children drowning over the weekend. The advice there is to just make sure you know where your children are at all times and take the appropriate safety measures if you do have a pool. There's fences, there's pool covers, lots of things that you can do.
And of course, lots of compounds, lots of residential areas have shared pools here. Lots of buildings have pools. It can happen so quickly. Happened where I live, actually. A little girl survived.
Yeah.
But she was pulled out by I think he was 11 or 12 years old, one of the sons of one of the residents.
Very quick thinking on the other
then,
child's
who,
part.
You know, fortunately saw what had happened. But it can happen so quickly. It's such a sad story. His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum. Moving on. Vice President, Prime Minister of the UAE, ruler of Dubai's Godolphin stable owner as well, has claimed victory in the Epsom Derby. This has been sporting headlines today. Claimed the blue ribbon after Massar took victory. The winning trainer is Charlie Appleby. We've heard from Charlie today. Massar is a very special horse.
You know, you've got to remember, this horse was, you know, he broke his maiden. He was third in a Chesham. He then went on to win the Salerio. Then he was third in a Lagardère. Then he went to Del Mar. And he's been out of Dubai. He's got some miles on his back. So coming into it, I just knew mentally he was ready to take on this challenge, more so than anything. And he was a very well-balanced horse.
Teamwork was a key factor behind Massar's victory in the Derby. That's according to the trainer, you heard there, Charlie Appleby, the Godolphin horse owned by His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, Vice President, Prime Minister of the UAE, and ruler of Dubai, romped to victory, ridden by William Buick, making a 20-year dream come true. A lot of excitement over this today. Let's hear from Charlie again. It took a lot of people coming together for this to happen.
First and foremost, His Highness Sheikh Mohammed for giving me this position and the support he's given me year on year. But, you know, as I always say, it's a huge team effort. I'm not just saying it because it becomes the thing you're supposed to say. It is, genuinely, it's a team effort. I'm to the fore, and the guys that they're back at home have done such a fantastic job with this horse.
Do you know, until I came to live in Dubai, I mean, I know that Arabian Thoroughbreds, horses from here, are renowned. I worked on a farm in Britain when I was a kid. I was, how old was I? 16, 17.
I did. A farmhand.
Yeah, we were clearing all the ditches and the drainage between the fields, right? But it had been a stud farm, still was a very small stud farm. And it was quite near Ascot, believe it or not. So obviously that's an area. So I used to bike there every day, and I had to, one of my things was driving the tractor across the field because we were clearing all the ditches and all the drainage. And there was this horse used to live in the field. Have I told you this?
No.
It was mad. Arabian Thoroughbred, who had a big long name that I can't remember, but we all called him Chubby. because that is a big chubby mouth. Just okay. One of the, so physical characteristics took over. And
don't
chubby,
call me chubby.
I'm not going to do that, don't worry. Not yet. You'd have to be bad to me. So chubby would be down at the end of the field, and I'd get to the gate, and I'd stop, and I'd get through, and I'd get my trailer through, and then I'd go back and lock the gate, because obviously you've got to, after the horse has bolted, etc.
Yeah.
And chubby would wait until I was just getting up to the gate, just getting out, and then he would charge the trailer of the tractor. Completely crazy. I mean, one of those characters. So it was always a race against time and a race for life to get across the field.
Chubby.
So I was doing that constantly all day. Chubby sometimes used to win.
I can imagine. Probably quite fast.
So there you are. But I didn't realise until here how much the horses travel.
Yeah,
and you heard
do.
Charlie there saying, look, this is, and it's about mental state. And if you are travelling doing races around the world, then you need a horse in a, I don't know how you tell if a horse is in a positive mental state, but clearly Massar was yesterday to win.
He was, yes, he was definitely in the right place. Reminds me, do you know my auntie has a farm? She's a beef and cattle farmer.
Who'd have thought?
So I've spent a lot of time on the farm also. But do you know what's interesting? Cows, faster than you think. Oh,
well,
they can run.
Animals, yeah. See, that's a common occupational hazard with animals. You've got to be so careful.
Oh, I've been charged up by a cow before. It was very scary. just reminded me of your chubby story.
Did you turn to it and put your two index fingers up? And no, you didn't, did you?
No, I was able to scale the fence in good time. Don't worry. Anyway, moving on. Final story we're going to look at for the minute. Dubai's achieved another milestone in its march towards global excellence. It's become the first in the Middle East to be appointed a UNESCO Creative City of Design. Now, Dubai is one of 64 new entrants on the list of 180 cities that have been praised for placing creativity and cultural industries at the heart of their development plans. Dawood Al-Hajiri is a Director General of Dubai Municipality and shared his thoughts.
This is another great recognition of Dubai achievements. All these achievements give Dubai a greater value. We're very proud of the announcement that our cooperation with UNESCO has gone beyond. It's one government, and all of us will be working as a one team. We're going to have one plan for every year with all departments as one team.
Sounds like the announcement was made at a table tennis tournament.
There. I know, could have been in my garden at the weekend.
Yes. Since 2004, the UNESCO Creative Cities Network has highlighted its members' creativity within various fields, including music, film and design. Dubai has been lauded for finding creative solutions to problems in order to ensure sustainable urban development. A number of initiatives will be announced in due course by various Dubai government entities to build on this recognition. The Dubai Culture and Arts Authority is one of them. Its Acting Director General Saeed Al Nabuda told us what this latest announcement means for the Emirate.
Before talking as a government official, just as a citizen of Dubai, I'm really proud as this generation have seen the growth of the city and seen the marvelous achievements in terms of design and building the city and planning the city. And so now this is more a recognition of this effort over the decades. And moving forward, we at the Dubai Culture and Arts Authority are been supporting the sector to grow. And now we have to double our efforts moving forward. And there's many things to come. Now we are proudly joining 182 cities that are called creative cities from 72 countries. And there is a lot of collaboration that will happen among these cities as well.
And that was the Acting Director General of Dubai Culture and Arts Authority, Saeed Al Nabuda, on the news that they've been awarded one of the UNESCO Creative Cities. So very good news there.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.